a personal letter to a new believer. Dear fellow believer, well, you have done it. You gave your life and heart to Jesus Christ. Wonderful. You are now participating in the miracle of your new birth in Jesus Christ, a miracle conceived in the heart of our loving Father and brought about by His pure and holy Son. And He revealed Himself so you could be a part of this wonderful plan called salvation. Be happy and joyous because you are now free from sin and you have been restored to your Heavenly Father. You now have the privilege of speaking in prayer to the God of all creation and having His only Son, Jesus, who is by His side, intercede in your behalf. This is not because of what you have done, but because of what Jesus has done for you. Rejoice in this wonderful news and rejoice every day. Like all of us, you realize that sin has plagued you all your life. When you were born of your mother, you were born of a sinful nature, and as a consequence, you would have died in that condition and been condemned to eternal darkness and separated from God forever. But now, because you accepted and received our wonderful Jesus into your heart and life, you are no longer a child of sin and darkness, but a child of God and light. God's light will now shine through you by the power of the Holy Spirit, the third person of the Trinity of God. God is the first person and Jesus the second. The third person is the Holy Spirit, but all three persons are truly one God. This godly power now dwells in you. Imagine the God of the entire universe has taken up residence in a sinner. A former sinner by nature, but now a person possessing the nature and mind of Jesus Christ. This nature will now shine forth and impart truth, fairness, and love. And you will now hate sin and anything that will separate you again from God. God has given you the Holy Spirit to teach you and to protect you from anything that would jeopardize your walk with or place in God. So never try to live the new life and the old life at the same time, because I guarantee you they are not compatible. Let me assure you that trials and tribulations and temptations will come, but you will be strengthened in your inner being or spirit to be a victorious overcomer. Your life is about to change in ways you never dreamed, but you will be guided to walk the life in Him that God has ordained for you. Because of your decision, you have openly admitted that you cannot walk this sad place called earth without God's empowerment. Now you are ready to take a step of righteousness and faith and declare loud and clear to your family, to your friends, and to all that you know, that you see, that you have left behind the old life and nature and are walking in the new. You do this by water baptism, which is a step in righteousness by following in the footsteps of Jesus. Although He had never sinned, His baptism was a way to show us what to do to please the Father. You are saved and set apart, separated unto the God of all creation, and you are no longer a part of the world, but a part of the elect, full of God and a new life like no other life you have ever known. Remain a part of this blessed fellowship with God, for this one has no end. Eternity is yours by God's heavenly plan and purpose. And Jesus has given you the lease so that to your heavenly home, paid for with a pen dipped and validated by His very own blood. Rejoice in it and be forever grateful. Now, rely on God to keep you safe from temptation and trials that may sabotage your faith. When you read His Word and learn of Him and how to walk with Him, you will also come to know all the wondrous gifts and blessings that He has prepared and made available to those who truly love Him. Pray, listen, trust, obey, and you will learn to love and know and walk daily, as I have done with the most beautiful, pure person who is truly the Son of God, your new Savior and Lord. Now, I leave you with this little prayer. May God's blessings and grace rest gently upon you now and forevermore.